Yesterday we celebrated the wondrous feast of the purification of the Blessed Virgin Mary and the presentation of her divine Son, Jesus Christ, at his temple. And we saw the obedience of their lives, obedience that went beyond the call of duty. And of course, that is the example that they give us and that they expect for us to take from them. That we do not just obey the letter of the law, but we obey fully the spirit of the law. And of course, today we celebrate the first Saturday of this month of February. And already we have begun and we will continue. And very soon we will do it full-fledged, the celebration of the holy penitential season of Lent, as we have begun Septuagesima and tomorrow Sexagesima. But today is the first Saturday of the month, and so we honor the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and we try to fulfill those things which she has requested. And of course, we also need to go beyond the obedience of the letter of the law. We need to go to the spirit of the law, that we pray the rosary, that we meditate at least 15 minutes on those mysteries of the rosary, that we go to communion on this particular day. And of course, some of us do, most of us don't. And that is why things are so bad in the church, why things are so bad in the world. And so if we wish to make a difference, we need to make a difference. It needs to be up to us. The responsibility is ours. We cannot look at others and say, well, she doesn't do it or he doesn't do it. What difference does that make to you? You're not going to be judged on what your neighbor did or did not do. You're going to be judged on what you did or did not do. And so therefore, we need to do what the Blessed Mother has asked. And today, in addition to that, we have the feast of two bishops who are martyrs. In Scandinavia, we have the commemoration of the feast of the great bishop, Saint Ansgar. In English, that is rendered Oscar. So if you know anybody named Oscar, today is his feast. And hopefully it's a he, not a she. But anyway, you never know nowadays. He, she, it. Maybe it's a dog. Anyway, today is St. Oscar, a great bishop of Scandinavia and martyr. But going further back into the 4th century, the beginning of the 4th century, we commemorate the feast and the martyrdom of another bishop from the area of modern-day Armenia, St. Blaise, Bishop of Sebaste. And St. Blaise was captured for being a Catholic, a Christian, and they're synonymous. You cannot be a Christian if you're not a Catholic. That's just the way it is. If you say you're a Christian and you're not a Catholic, you're lying. And I'm sorry, I'm not ecumenical. I don't care. Lay that at my feet when you're about to execute me. St. Blaise was captured for being a Catholic bishop. In the meantime, as he was being taken to the dungeons, this woman, a mother with a little boy who was dying because he had swallowed a bone of a fish and he was choking to death. Obviously, it was a very slow choke, otherwise she wouldn't have made it to St. Blaise. She went to him and asked him to heal her child. And St. Blaise blessed him, and immediately the bone came out, he spit it out, and he was healed. And so, as a result, on this day, for many, many centuries, the Church bestows a special blessing on the throats of those who come up for the blessing, under the guidance and protection of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr. So we will do this blessing after Mass and benediction. And so those who are to come up will come up as you do for communion, and I will give you the blessing with the candles that are blessed already from yesterday in honor of St. Blaise, who hopefully will protect you from every sickness of the throat and from every other sickness, and as the blessing says, from every other evil. So we commend ourselves to Our Lady, the Immaculate Heart, to Saint Joseph, who was with her always and protected her, and our Lord Jesus Christ, and of course to Saint Ansgar and to Saint Blaise. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.